only that, then I shall gain some of that. Yadi zamba nanjur jago ojida. Ta yiva ngudu dapasara oda din samdana yuvayu. Ta di yamba yandu. Ojida te tawali yuda zoba sanji ji. Oda zung zamba sanjo samba rungan chanda njirvata hansi. Oda dini rongo li ko shakja chenbu suji ngudu topa nino. Namjur jiji darjan chanam ji. Jiga thangmara tapa ngudu zanshu yamba hansi. Odan jidi zamba namjur jiga ngudu tapa tsarla. Jida tang ni mara ji. Oji samten dan dijo dan jantakko. Da jansa brava ti samji goni ngudu tapa aga tam hampu yopari is. Ti gonga ga nani yakshu nda zanshu de karari sena. Oji da Sanji Jimara, Kunjar Yago, Kazu, Jer Tayago, Oje, Mogging would do Zanya di Chudan. Oda Dini, Ju Rongo Hogby Ladi, Soja Chambu, Zujing would do it, Oju Dan Chokung would do the Diniga, Ju and Dobadi, Marangudu Tanjikan only actually is a song you did.
Now we continue from where we left off in the morning, and we are still within the chapter of Yoga Tantra, and within that we're looking at the fourth division, which is the way to attain the siddhis. And the text, we first read the first line under that in the morning, where it says many siddhis are said to be attained through the three, absorption, recitation and fire pujas. So we continue from that point onwards tonight. It says the mantric stages state that from those both coming to hold the knowledge mantra of a bodhisattva bearing the form of a complete Buddha and obtaining the actual siddhi of the form of Mahamudra of the body of one's deity are the purest siddhis initially established by the supreme disciples of Yoga Tantra. So we have said here that within the context of Yoga Tantra, the way to attain various siddhis is by relying on three methods, either on absorption or on recitation or on fire puja. And from the various types of siddhis that can be attained, it says here that the best siddhis, the purest ones, the most noble ones, are two types of siddhi. One is to attain the siddhi of mantra, of knowledge mantra, and this means that you will have the capacity to directly meet with bodhisattvas, Buddhas and bodhisattvas. Or the other one is to attain the siddhi of the Mahamudra body, the form body of one's own deity. These are the best siddhis you could achieve by relying on these three methods.
Oda Ligo Muduka Nani Marju, Oda Chembo Yamba, Dang Horam Chemona Sons on the Uzi. The Chajidan Shojiko, Leeching would do, say, the Runzanjing would do, you had the Sirunzan, you could see Rambo, you could see the Marandurma Guva, see Mararenda Senna, or you had that Sir Rambo Maratin, you to have a thing on the Lam Kumia, or that the Nago de Leeching would look on his own shoe and back you.
Now, following that, the text states another type of siddhi that we find both in action and performance tantras. So it says, in action and performance tantras, attaining the siddhi of knowledge bearer is stated as the attainment of the great siddhi of the body. Here, when we talk about the attainment of knowledge bearer, we mean that one attains power over one's lifespan and one ends having up a very, very long life. So without needing to discard one's body, one can continue to practice and meditate on the path. So this type of siddhi of prolonging one's life for a very long time is considered to be one of the greatest siddhis that are related to one's body. So together with the other two, you know, great siddhis that have been described, this is also an important one.
Oji na dina chigidan, da dini da diyaogni da ji jidiyaogmasam ji da chakndrapa na ngondho si. Masi yongchang la ji la ji sondhu da sui nong na chakdang tamo ngudrub nam ni soro si. Ngudrub da kak ni sondhjangi. Chakwa ngudrub si jidi ngudrub tar tuba.
Now, we continue with that, and so we have a discussion about the supreme cities and the worldly cities, and the difference between the lower tantras, in particular here Yoga Tantra, and highest Yoga Tantra. So it says, supreme attainment by means of the three lower tantras depend on the initial attainment of worldly cities. So we talked the other day about cities, and we made this division between the supreme city, which is the ultimate attainment of the state of Vajradhara, and other cities which are inferior to that, that are considered to be worldly cities. So what it says here is that in the case of the three lower tantras, in order to attain the supreme city, the worldly cities have to proceed. As a matter of fact, one has to rely on worldly cities in order to achieve the ultimate supreme city. But in Highest Yoga Tantra, this is not the case. The text continues by quoting the great commentary on Kalachakra, on the Wheel of Time by Kedro Rinpoche, where it says, the great commentary on the Wheel of Time states that in accordance with Highest Yoga Tantra, it is suitable to establish supreme city by uninterruptedly meditating on the generation and completion stages without relying on those. So the way you do it in the Highest Yoga Tantra is by relying on generation and completion stage, not by relying on the worldly cities. Further than that, the author continues by quoting the mantric stages, whereas in that it states that initially one maintains purely the vows and commitments that are the sources of siddhis. Then one attains potency by putting effort in four sessions of yoga with and without signs. Then, having obtained the common and uncommon siddhis, one progresses through the path. This way of making progress should be known in the three lower tantras. Also, it is unsuitable to assert that one progresses on the path by fusing wind, repetition, empty and deity yogas. So the point is made clear here, how does one progress on the path but within the context of the lower tantras? First of all, you attain your initiation, you assume your vows, you keep those purely, and after you... this is the source of the siddhis. And then after that, you put effort by meditating 4 sessions every day on the yoga with and the yoga without signs. These are attributes, these are characteristics of lower tantras, right? And it says you progress along the path by relying on the uncommon siddhis, and eventually you obtain the supreme of those siddhis. Now the text continues by that, and it will quote the Bodhisattva's ways of life in order to establish this particular point. It says there is reason why one must establish the common siddhis before establishing the supreme siddhi through the path of the three lower tantras, because engaging in the Bodhisattva's ways of life states that all these branches are proclaimed by the Muni for the purpose of wisdom. So what is meant by that? Let's look first of all at the way that the text engaging in the Bodhisattva's ways of life is structured. The text has 10 chapters, and it starts first of all by, in the first chapter, explaining the benefits of the mind of bodhicitta. In the second one, we have the chapter of confession. In the third one, we have the way to assume the mind or to hold the mind of bodhicitta by means of ritual. Then we continue by the chapter of conscientiousness, and after that we start with the presentation of the six perfections. We start with generosity, the next chapter is dealing with ethics, the next one with patience, the one after that with effort, and when we come to the ninth chapter is the chapter of wisdom. And at the beginning of that chapter there is this statement where it says all these things up to now, all these branches are proclaimed by the Muni for the purpose of wisdom. So what is meant by that is that all the previous perfections that have been described to you are method, and they have been explained there for the purpose of wisdom, meaning that one's wisdom must be influenced, must be qualified and supported by the practice of method. Right, so here we bring this quotation in here in order to say that the common siddhis, the ordinary siddhis, are there in order to support the supreme of siddhis.
ཨོཇི་དེ་དེ་ནེ་ཡིན་པ་ཡིན་དུ་དེ་ནི་ཨོ་ན་དེ་བར་ཅན་ཐོབ་པ་ཏར་ན་ཅི་ཡ་ཟོ་གི་སར་བ་ཡི་བ་ཐ་ཡི་བ་ཨོཇི་ཏིན་ཐ་ཡི་བ་ལོབ་གུ་ནི་ཏོང་ཉ་ཐོབ་པ་ཆེར་བ་དེ་ཤི་དེ་པོང་བ་ནུ་དེན་དེ་ཤེ་ལ་ཨ་ཏ་ང་གལ་མི་ཏར་ན་ཨོ་བུ་ཉི་ཇུར་ཅི་ཆ་པ་ལམ་དེ་ཤི་བི་ཅང་ཇུ་ཅི་སེམ་ཉི་ཅི་ཐོན་དེ་ནེ་ལ་དེན oda tangyo tabo sherab che jubar njir yang se ta te songa yendu waju da dosha wa rong ni jiwe nga zu da lamran da so ni yenda jiwe chenbu kapta na tangbo shangju da tangba tangba shangju da sem jie guwa di zaban rawa jiwa zong yang shangju ji sem jia se ji de la tangbo mongba sem jiga gu ni jiwe tamja ga gu ni monam daba mongba sem jiga gu ni zong ya ji di ji ni mara da jiksem se na jikdom se na o jiwe da jiwe shangju zambi donba lenba dan drag ni jikba se on du na shangju da sem mongba zambi jiba zambi mandiga ba lakane tar na lakane bharu da shimba tukka nyamne na jik gu gu ndiga se na di tamja ga gu ni o jiwe da zong ya di ji o jiwe da di ntho ni dani da shubha chila wa se du bharu da shimba tukwa riri la yong jiwe Berji Jambala Yivasam, Tina Jango, Parishan to Bo Riri Rila Yuamadava, some Riri. Young Yuva Riri Kona Yon, Jigan Tai Yuva Jimambo, Jigan Tu Karuva de Mara, Jigita Karjan Tommy Samjiran, and Saks of Guru Sangadi Yuva Yendu, or that Tindaga Guni, Jigan Shidu, Jigan Tanya Taba Sherab, Shidu Ponya Tila, Jabchun Ravodi, Sonam Jinsak Jajambo Jigu Yuva Yendu Tindaji Sang Yuva Riz.
Now, we continue with the text where it says, according to the perfection vehicle, the wisdom comprehending emptiness abandons knowledge obscuration through training for a limitless time in limitless clear divisions such as generosity, etc. So, let's look at this statement first. Now, when we look at the Lamrim, for example, when we look at the great scope of the Lamrim, there we have the explanation of the importance of generating the mind of bodhicitta. This mind generation is the beginning of entering into the practices of the great vehicle. Now, when we talk about the mind of bodhicitta, we need to understand that, first of all, we have the aspiring bodhicitta. But aspiring bodhicitta still remains at the level of a prayer. It's just an aspiration prayer. May I be able to do such and such in the future. At a later stage, it is important for us to move into the stage of engaging bodhicitta, because we understand that merely by wishing to bring about enlightenment for the sake of others is not enough. In order to bring that about, we have to engage in certain practices. We have to do the actual job. And the practices we engage in are the practices of the six perfections. So when we're at the level of engaging bodhicitta, it's not that we are merely having an aspiration or a wish, but rather we are making the pledge to engage in those practices. So the conduct at this level is the practices of six perfections. And this practice, this training, goes on for three countless eons. It goes on for three countless eons because when we look at each one of those six perfections, we see that there are subdivisions in each one of them. So, for example, for the first one, the perfection of generosity, we know that there are three types of generosity. It's not only that one has to train roughly in those three types of generosity, but one has to engage and thoroughly train in all the subtle subdivisions and subdivisions of the subdivisions within the practice of generosity. And this has to be repeated for each one of the six perfections. And this is why it takes three countless eons to amass this the required accumulation of merit. And this accumulation of merit is necessary in order to help us develop the wisdom that is capable of abandoning or eliminating knowledge obscurations. So this is the way that one would do it in the perfection vehicle. Now, the next paragraph, it's explaining how we do it in Highest Yoga Tantra. So it says, according to the Highest Yoga Mantra, comprehension of emptiness in reliance on the points of omission and retention of both bodhicittas is enhanced by taking the desire of the union of both organs as the path. So here we have a different way. We don't need to train in the countless divisions of the six perfections for a countless time. Rather, we The two types of bodhicitta, the aspiring and the engaging bodhicitta, are enhanced by taking desire into the path. We were just talking about this method for enhancing one's wisdom. And if we look at the three principal aspects of the path, we see that, first of all, renunciation needs to be developed. On the basis of that, we develop bodhicitta, and finally, we develop the correct view. But it has been said by the great Lama Tsongkhapa that no matter how you develop your renunciation, no matter how well you develop your bodhicitta, by relying on these two things alone, the root of cyclic existence is not severed. Therefore, one should put effort in understanding interdependence. So what is meant by that? What we need to understand is that you might have been working on the method aspect of the first five of those perfections, and you might have exhausted, let's say, your training in that, but still you have not severed the root of samsara, you have not cut through the ignorance. And if you want to do that, then you need to put some effort in understanding emptiness. And this realization of emptiness, this aspect of wisdom, will be supported by the first five practices of perfections, right? It is the method that supports the wisdom. Now, we continue with our text because we have just made a statement about this special method of enhancing wisdom in Highest Yoga Tantra, but still we are within the context of the lower Tantra. So the author now is going to explain what is the case, how do we enhance this wisdom in the case of the three lower Tantras. So it says, as for the three lower tantras, it is not mentioned that one should train for a limitless time in the limitless clear divisions such as generosity, etc., as in the perfection vehicle. So if you're practicing lower tantras, you're not going to spend three countless eons, you're not going to follow the sutric path, the perfection vehicle. Nor is it mentioned that one should train in the method of generating a special object possessor comprehending emptiness as mentioned in the highest yoga tantra. You're not going to do it as it's mentioned in sutra, but also you're not going to do it the way it is mentioned in highest yoga tantra. You would not generate this blissful consciousness that meditates on emptiness. So then how are you going to do it? It says, therefore, there is need to enhance the comprehension of emptiness through dexterity in method, such as the attainment of many common siddhis and being taken care of and blessed directly by Buddhas and higher bodhisattvas. So you see, the text sets out three distinct systems or ways of enhancing and supporting one's wisdom. Wisdom needs to be supported. You're either going to do it through following the sutric system, or you're going to do it through following the path of the highest yoga tantra, or you're going to do it by following this method of the three lower tantras, which is by developing the common siddhis.
Oji da din da ji da da din ni yong chama da la ka chi na ri se din na da ti ko la ji par jin da ba da din ni ji de au ma sang da ngo la mi da ta su par ta ni da ba che ra di che ji ba du sur ka lam kan da wo man du man da ri 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 ni ko ri 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 wa yin du ti ko la yong shi sa wo ji ma da ba la yong bi wa ri da la ka chi na ri ngo ji dar chi si yan so ji sa ba yi wa Parjan Modern
Now, since we have actually stated that there are three ways of enhancing one's wisdom, there is debate following that point in order to really clarify exactly which will be the method of doing it. So, with regard to that, one says, it is unacceptable to explain that disciples of mantra do not need to train in the various limitless clear divisions of generosity, etc., because from their awakening mind up to training in the conduct of the six perfections is the common path of both great vehicles. So what the person who has an objection here is that you just told us that if someone is a practitioner of mantra, right, does not need to rely on the six perfections. And this is unacceptable because this is basic practice for both sutra and tantra within the great vehicle. Now, Nawan Peldon, the author, replies to that there is no provision because only the gross body, which is the path for training in the awakening mind, the basis of conduct and the conduct of the six perfections, is common. Training in various limitless specific divisions such as generosity, etc., is different from the path of mantra because that is stated in the abbreviated stages of the path and in the illuminating lamp. So Of course, we have said that when we look at the practices of the great vehicle, first of all, one has to generate the mind of bodhicitta. One generates the aspiring bodhicitta, and after that, one generates the engaging bodhicitta. And if you have engaging bodhicitta, this is the beginning of engaging in the practices of the six perfections. If you are someone who is following the sutric system, you would have to do that in great detail. You will have to spend three countless eons training in the divisions and subdivisions of each one of the six perfections. But if you are someone who is practicing mantra, does not have to do that. You're only doing it in a rough way, in a quick way. So yes, from the mind generation and all the way to the six perfections is the common path, but it's only, let's say, a path that we spend limited time on if you're practicing tantra. This is why it says it's the gross body. How exactly is it phrased? It's the gross body of the practice, of the common path. It means it's not detail. This body of practice is gross. You just do it quickly. And the author here is quoting the stages of the path, the abbreviated stages of the path, as well as the illuminating lamp, which is a text referring to the stages of Guhya Samaja. Now we continue with another debate. Previously we said that there are different ways of enhancing the wisdom comprehending emptiness, and we say that this practice of bringing attachment into the path is only an attribute of the Hatha Yoga Tantra, that you wouldn't do that, you wouldn't follow that method if you were practicing any of the three lower tantras. So there is debate on this particular point. So again, one says, in the three lower classes of Tantra, it is unacceptable to say that there is no method for producing the special object possessor comprehending emptiness by means of taking desire as the path. That is because in the three lower Tantras, first of all, taking as the path the bliss derived from oneself and the primordial awareness knowledge woman one meditates on, looking at each other, smiling, holding hands, or embracing, exists. So we know that in the three lower tantras we talk about generation of blissful consciousness by these different ways. And, he continues, that is for the purpose of developing the special object possessor comprehending emptiness. Now, Nawam Pelden replies to that yes, there are these ways of generating bliss, but they are not for the purpose of enhancing wisdom, comprehending emptiness. So the second part of the reason is not established. So Nawam Pelden says the later part of the reason is not established because taking attachment as the path for the purpose of generating the special object possessor, comprehending emptiness, is an attribute of Hatha Yoga Tantra alone. And again, in order to support this, he is quoting the Illuminating Lamp, which states that taking attachment to desire objects as the path for the purpose of generating a special object possessor comprehending emptiness does not exist for anything other than the highest yoga tantra. Now, we mentioned this point previously, that in the lower tantras, or in all the tantras, there are ways of generating blissful awareness. And how you do that is, of course, by focusing on your meditated female knowledge women, and then you can generate different types of desire by focusing on her. Now, there are different types of practitioners, and different types of practitioners would generate desire or bliss on by different activities, and this is also reflected. There is this particular verse that says generating bliss by looking at each other, by smiling at each other, by holding hands, or by embracing and being in union. But there is also a variation of that verse, as some of the Lotsaos of the past have slightly changed the order. So instead of mentioning first of all the bliss generated by looking at each other, they have the bliss generated by smiling at each other as being the first. So the second version of this four line is bliss generated by smiling, bliss generated by looking at each other, by holding hands, and by union. Now, Rinpoche was saying that if we were to relate those to the four classes of Tantra, we would have to say that those practitioners who can generate a sensation of bliss by merely looking at the meditated concert, then they fall into the category of practitioners of the Action Tantra. Those who generate this bliss through this desirous attachment through smiling back and forth to that meditated deity, then they fall in the group of the performance tantra. Those who generate the bliss by holding hands or touching with their hands, having this physical contact with the concert, the meditated concert, they fall into the category of yoga tantra practitioners. And finally, when we talk about the embrace, or when we actually talk about the union of the two sexes, of male and female sex, those who are capable of using this type of desire and bliss into the path, they fall into the category of highest yoga tantra.
我就在你那边，你点那个就是你点你的就地有所思所思，嗯，就是养个，就个下级个就是养个产业，小级个就是养个产业，但南边这个就是养个产业，我的这个我南边个就是养个产业，你点你当叫个会员，但的这个那个就是到处的说那地上有啊的。 这个公布，大家都要嘛？什么？这个公布他们那大部分地方，咱们几个人都心里边都记着的，做了什么经文什么？我带你点到的是，点到广场的，下级级就是让个这个产业上有啊的。我带你把小级个产业那公布他们，公布地方咱们几个咱们这里的人呢，公布他们公布地方咱们几个人都心里边都记着的，做了什么经文什么？ 第一点到广场个，就得，你学几个产业，就是像个小几个产业的噻。然后第二样个，像广播栏目，老讲究的话，咱们是咱们的心里边都记着的，做了什么经为什么？第一点到广场的，那就是这个就是像个产业的噻。但一般咱们来讲的呢，咱们这有啊嘛的，我们什么点多交流，这个强人们的会员都，这个广播栏目。 广播栏目，俺们就理解嘛，我是就是当年不是就是年轻人的心里边都记着的，做了什么经为什么？第一，得到广场的，那就咱们就是让个这个产业是，我到底就是冬季这几个月里，但是就是让个这些个产业地方的，嘛来下个月呢，这个咱就那些几个节日嘛，当小几个节日嘛当。
Now, since we have mentioned this particular verse that relates different types of blissful experiences with the four classes of Tantra, it is important to also know that we can bring up the definition of each one of these Tantras by describing the amount of bliss or desire that particular practitioners can bring into the path, right? So, for example, when we talk about the first one, which is Action Tantra, we can say the definition of Action Tantra is the practice done by those practitioners who are merely able to bring into the path desire and bliss generated by merely looking at the meditated deity. And it's important to stress the word merely. They can only do that. And from that point of view, also, this type of trainees, they are categorized as being trainees which are sort of like dull in their capacity. Now, we move into the second class of Tantra, which is performance, and the definition of that is that performance Tantra is the practice that is practiced by trainees who are capable of merely bringing into the path desire and bliss that is generated through smiling back and forth to the meditated deity. So again, the word merely is present there. Now, we move into the third one, which is the definition of Yoga Tantra, and it says Yoga Tantra is the practices that are followed by trainees who are merely capable of bringing into the path the bliss that is generated through holding hands with a meditated deity. When we come into the definition of Highest Yoga Tantra, the word merely has been eliminated, has been removed, because there is no limit to the amount of bliss and desire that practitioners of Highest Yoga Tantra can bring into the path. And also, there's another factor that changes in the definition. So we say Highest Yoga Tantra are the practices done by those practitioners who either rely on a meditated or an actual seal and are capable of bringing into the path desire and the bliss of the desire of the union of the two sexes. So there are two things changing in this last definition. You have the actual seal added, the actual concert added into the meditated one, as well as removing the word mere.
我就在你那边，你第一次走的到那，大当、国当、老将当、身边村儿的，那人人上下的，我就背对在家里玩的。先个弄呢，先个嗯，先当个靠呢，我的先个钱不就玩的，第就是说你是用啊嘛的，东部你先个弄的，周一玩的的。 ဒီချင်းခေါရံလေးတွေ့ရည်ဒီချင်းခေါရံစာကစာကချင်းဒီမှာနဲ့စင်းနဲ့မြေပြဇွန်တို့ကိုရွာစင်ပြီးဆက်စစ်တွေနဲ့တင်းအောင်ရင်ဒေါ်ချက်ကရုပ်ချေချောင်းရေးရွာဒီလမ်းတည်းရေးရသည်တောင်ပွန်ဒေါ်ချောင်းငုံနေပါသည်ကကြည့်တောင်ပွန်လမ်းဒေါ်ချောင်းငုံနေပါသည်ကြည့်ညီဝန်ဤဒေါ်ချက်ဒီတောင်ပိုင်းတဘိရှိကငိုးရဂျယ်နီအန်တာဒေါ်ချက်ဇာဝနီမြေပြဇွန်ရကြည့်ရင်ပါရှင်းရှင်းလေးကြည့်ပ
analogy that is given in order to describe how these four different types of desirous attachment are brought into the path. And it is similar to having one of those insects that are eating the wood. And it says there initially you start by this insect, which is almost generated, appears from within the wood, and as that grows, it completely eats away the wood. Because in the first moment of this practice, we generate this desirous attachment, and it is in the nature of desirous attachment. But from the second moment onwards, we transform this desirous attachment into the nature of wisdom comprehending emptiness. And that completely purifies it. That actually takes rid or eliminates desirous attachment from almost from the inside, like that insect that eats away the wood from the inside.
Oggi da di da chenra ba ji da da na go da ki ju tong bon do chang ni ji ba ri di tha ra do chang di se ba ji ba chen ni ji ba sen bi di chen chen ni ji ba ri di tha ri chen se ba di na jin go fi ji ga song yu ba ri yang de dang da ba ma zin cha tang ya go xi li nong na ji dam ni ji jang dam ji ma gu ta ra song a di na jin do chang di dam na jin go wo ji di na ri di di li ji na yang
So there are actually two popular examples that are used in order to describe how desirous attachment can be brought into the path and how it is completely transformed and eliminated through the practices of the path. The first one, as we said, is this example of the wood that is or the insect that is completely consuming the wood. The second example that we have is the example of the lotus that grows out of the mud. Desire is like the mud, but if you look at the lotus itself, it is unsullied, it's unpolluted by this mud. So although we start by on the level of desirous attachment, we completely transform that into a path which is pure and it is unaffected by it.
Oggi da dinda ga ni sala ten ni da gardon so ji ma su ma ga ji ga drwa na na dinda yang bi wa ji ji de a ma sang ga lam ro tsir di ma ri ja ga sa na da la mi ga lam ro tsir di nyen bu ndo wo nyen kan ndo wo ri si ti yin yin bi wa ri ti ti ran ban ndo wo ji ji ma jon na ji dong ni chen bu tau jun da la ma na ji de a ma sang ji lam ji tsir mi shi ti yin nan ju la mi ji de kun jin chak de tak ji jang tam ja tam de se ba long thong ni si Yidi jiva namju lami si jidi jidi yiki nani chakda jiva semo di ri di yidi amma samgwa lam rosar di shi gogori mahto ta maashi na jiga chakmen jatang yuvan jatang telin chakda jiva yinba shiku maari isi pwena tsangkang mabu nangan jowa yinna jiga tsangkang sosu nangan jatak rukman jiva mabu jiga yuva yinna tsangkang jika nangka jatak di jiba yinna Now,
yesterday we had this question that why do we need to spend time actually studying the three lower tantras, since the most important is the highest yoga tantra. And when you have a presentation and you understand that one needs to train gradually in order to be able to handle different types, different levels of intensity of desire and bring that into the path, then you can understand that it's actually quite important to train gradually and leisurely, in a sense, going from one tantra to the next, going from the first step to the second to the third to the fourth. Of course, it is true, the highest yoga tantra is the supreme amongst them. You know, this is the essence, this is what we really want to practice. But one reaches this high, the peak, you know, one reaches this highest point by relying on the previous steps. And it is said, you know, highest yoga tantra is supreme. You reach there by relying on the previous, on the three lower tantras. And from that point of view, we cannot make, let's say, a distinction and say one is better than the other. Like, they all help us progress along the path. And Rinpoche was making the example here, like, you can go into a shop, right, and you can see how many different objects are there for sale. They have different qualities, different sizes, different colors, different brands, and so forth. They all have their use, right? So the same thing is happening here with an understanding of this gradual training for bringing different levels of desire into the path by relying on this, on the four classes of tantra.
And
there was this other example that Rinpoche also mentioned yesterday about the importance of going gradually through one's education. And we said yesterday that if you're aspiring to reach to get to the university, first of all you have to graduate from primary education, and then you have to complete your secondary education before going into the university. And when we look at the subject that are taught in those different years of schooling, let's say, we know, for example, that science is introduced during primary education. But of course, the lessons of science you have at those first years are simplified lessons on science. When you move into the secondary education, you get a bit more information. But the full depth and breadth of science is presented during your years in the university or the college. And a similar thing applies to the tantras. You go through some basic training through the three lower tantras. Important parts and the most difficult parts to practice will come at the level of Highest Yoga Tantra. But nevertheless, the three lower tantras are quite important because they pave the way for the practices of the Highest Yoga Tantra. Now, Rinpoche was saying that, of course, it could be very well the case that your objective is to train to bring desire into the path. But in order to be able to do anything like that, you have to start your training at a completely different level. So first of all, one would need to train thoroughly in sutra. Sutra is the basis, sutra is the root for all of that. So what we need to look at different texts, to look at commentaries, to clarify one's understanding of the points of sutra as much as possible. And then after that, one can start training in tantra. And in training in tantra, one would have to begin with action tantra. We'd look into different texts, into different commentaries, we'll try to develop a thorough understanding of that level before moving up into the level of performance tantra. And after you repeat all these steps with performance tantra, you would move into the yoga tantra. And after you complete yoga tantra, you can start looking into highest yoga tantra. And again, within that, we have the division of mother tantras and father tantras. And for each one of them, you would have to go gradually through these steps of looking at the text, examining, looking at the commentaries, seeking for advice. Every time you move into another level, there will be certain things you understand and a few things that are unclear. And hopefully, before you move into the next level, you would cover all these areas and you would eliminate whatever uncertainty, whatever unclarity or, you know, misconceptions you have on that level. And then you will move into the next level and repeat that. And hopefully this understanding that you have already built up will support you in this process.
Ori da dine jina da dine yon di ana yon ji gumda wana yon shipshu ji adi yon kunaris taba da goba sang di jong di ba sam ji tang ni taba me a teres ta ji ji di ama sang bo ri ri da taban do cha goban do cha o da lo jang gan do cha sam di sam ni ji di ba di tang ni taba yo mi yon ti sim ji jiang gi ba o da de da lam de je ba ne lam de je ba ne no ju tong yu ta ba yir jin che ber jin chi bi tong de ma yin bi shir se na che ber cha di yis o ju da din da go ju do cha de tong ti te li chi wa ju di wa ju di wa go yir jin go yi shi ti tong yu ta ge wa a ri si she yong na o ju da ti sar ka me wa yin du da ti de song yong gu wa ri ti she ji ri se na che ber cha di jin ji go par chi ji din da yu ber she jang o da ji zang ka bi jin ji ma ji ge yu ber xie zang de de ji dang ni jian bu lao xie nam zhe de de ser wa song xu xi yu mi chu gu yi xie ro ser wo rang men de di wa di yir dang ni dang ma dang la ser ka men de di wa di dang ne o ji da dang ni da bo lu ji ji wa ji den gun de o da din da yin de di wa ko rang ge dang ni dang ma dang la ma re ye ni xie xu ji kong yu mi zer gu wen de si sang zhe yin ding.
Now, we continue with another debate because this is an issue that needs to be investigated further. So the text says, again one says, it follows that there is no comprehension of emptiness by the three types of bliss derived from looking, smiling, etc., because taking those as the path is not for the purpose of developing the special object possessor comprehending emptiness. So the point is here that although bliss is generated, it is not done for the sake of comprehending emptiness. And Nawam Peldin replies to that this should be examined, because though it is explained that most adherents have those, we need to research whether such an understanding is clearly stated in the explanations of Jhen Rinpoche. So again, he says, actually, there is unclarity in this particular point. We know that bliss is generated by different means. Does that mean that then this bliss, one induces this bliss in order to have a realization of emptiness? Well, we know that there is bliss and we know that there is realization of emptiness, but it doesn't appear a clear connection between the two. So the matter needs to be investigated further.
ওদা ভারজন তবালি নাম নিরু চেবরি ওয়ারিবা ইয়াদি মেবে জেনসেনা কিবা ইয়াদি তেদা গ তঞ্জ তব লুলা চাবা নাম দেশি মাছি জি গুনি তো চিজাং গ চেবর মাছি বি ছনা মাছব দিস দাজি জি জি দে আমা সঙ্গ জি নোজাং নাম দেশি আজি ইয়ারি দি তি শিয়াদি তঞ্জ তব ছরব দি ছি ছিয়া গ চিত মারি জি জং জগা ইন্দু ও জি তি মাছি না ইয়ং জি নাম নিরু চেবর মে মাছব তে ইয়াদি গরম চেমু লং টং নে দা গরম লি জিদি অমা সম দা পারজেন্ট অফ নির্চিন 하이 난주르다 오지 도서글라 메보 로뉴 링오버진이 고야고 하이 난주르 데다 양주 장어 디바고 디원 탈라테니 탐원고 무드 망보 데즈마 랑도 오지앙고 요아리 데니 상지다 장주 선바나 기타 기 땅나 요바디 무스 샤르즈니 기스 장어 고니 오다 신지로바나 서버 디 다타 Tanki Mambu Goni, Sanjuji Shuba Zobarishi Bari, Osenidashi, Tamango Mudu Saji Goni, Lam Yura Sanji, Chapa Lamdejiwa Goni Tanya Tabalu, Tovichivi, Lam Yura Sertamia Masangi Sharosen, Odatinagayan Chibarchi and Shijang.
Now we continue with another debate, the debate that has to do with how quickly one can complete the path and whether there is difference by following the perfection vehicle or any of the practices of the three lower tantras. So again, one says, it follows that in the three lower classes of tantra, the path is no faster than in the perfection vehicle because, with regard to their discernment comprehending emptiness, a difference in the strength by which one takes or does not take attachment as the path is not explained. So what is the point of the debate here? Well, the author has just said that, yes, in the three lower tantras you can generate desire, but this is not for the sake of enhancing the wisdom comprehending emptiness. So the person says, well, if I'm not going to enhance wisdom comprehending emptiness, there's no difference in time with the time that it will take me to complete the path. And Nawam Pelden says, there is no privation because, and he quotes here the tantric stages, which state, the difference in speed between the three lower classes of tantra and the perfection vehicle is the fact that in the three lower tantras, one completes the enlightened conduct through dexterity in many methods, such as attaining many common siddhis and being blessed by being directly taken care of by Buddhas and great bodhisattvas through relying on the might of deity yoga and repetition. So how do we do it? Of course there is difference. You do it faster in the highs, in the three lower tantras. Why? Because you do deity yoga, where you meditate in the deity. You also do repetition of the mantra. And on the basis of these two practices, you attain a number of common siddhis, as we have explained before. Things such as being directly taken care by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, being blessed by them. And in this way, you complete the path quicker as you would do it merely by relying on the sutric vehicle, the perfection vehicle.
ཁོ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ལ་ཅི་དང་ཡང་དེ་ནི་ཆ་མ་ཡང་ཅི་དེ་ཨོ་མ་སམ་ལ་ཅི་ཁ་ཅི་ཏོ་མི་སམ་ཅི་རན་ལ་དང་དོ་ཞོ་ནི་ཅི་སང་ཅི་ཐོབ་ལ་ཁ་ཅི་ཏོ་མི་སམ་ཅི་རན་ལ་ཐོབ་སམ་གོ་སོང་ཡོད་ཨོ་ད་ང་ཁ་ལ་མི་མགུ་ཨ་ཅི་སོང་ཡོད་རེ་དེ་ཅི་དེ་ཨོ་མ་སམ་ལ་ཅི་ནོ་ཡེ་ཡེ་མང་གོ་ཡང་ཐོབ་ཅི་ན་ན་ཐོབ་ཅི་ཅི་ཡ ཁྱི
Now, in the previous, after the previous debate, there is a couple of lines where it explains the meaning of this answer. It says, this state that there are a quicker path by means of the common siddhis. It does not state that there are quicker path by merely the component of having a greater strength of discernment, comprehending emptiness, by means of taking attachment as the path. So that clarifies this point. Again, there is another debate, again debating how long this will take, how long the path will be. It follows that through the path of the three lower classes of Tantra, there is enlightenment without having to rely on the three countless great eons, because in those three, there is a difference in the speed of the path in comparison with a perfection vehicle. And what is the answer to that? Nawam Peldon says that there is no pervasion because although in the three lower classes of Tantra there is a mere difference in the speed of the path in comparison with the perfection vehicle, it is stated that there is no difference in the speed of attaining enlightenment in one lifetime or attaining enlightenment without having to rely on countless eons. So it's going to be slightly faster, but you're not going to do it in one lifetime. And this is what because the tantric stages state, since the difference in the speed of attaining enlightenment, not relying on practice exceeding countless eons, is an attribute of highest yoga tantra, a disciple of the lower classes of tantra relies on entering the two stages of highest yoga tantra to obtain that. It is not permitted they obtain that by their path alone. The text continues by saying, therefore, when debating all difference in speed of mantra, one should not hold just to the attribute of attaining enlightenment in one life or attaining enlightenment, not relying on practice of countless eons. And what Rinpoche was saying here is that the important thing that was stated, that they have to enter in the practices of the highest yoga tantra, they have to practice generation and completion stage, because although through the practices of the lower tantras you can attain the siddhis of having a very long life, you can prolong your life, this is not what is meant by reaching enlightenment in one lifetime. If you want to do it within the short lifespan of one lifetime, then you cannot just do it by relying on the lower tantras. You just have to enter into the path of a highest yoga tantra and rely on the practices of generation and completion stage. That's the one that brings this fastness, this speed to the path.